I wish I could hear that choir every Sunday.
我希望能够听到诗班的献诗里的主日。
That was beautiful, thank you.
非常漂亮的诗。
What was the first word you spoke as a baby? Can you remember?
不知道你还晓得，当你还是你是婴孩的时候，你第一个字是什么字？
Apparently researchers have shown that babies respond to repeating syllables with words like baba, dada, mama.
根据研究选出婴孩对重复的音或者是重复的字比如说爸爸妈妈爸爸 这些字有很好的反应。
Babies are not interested in words like elephant or cabbage.
那么婴孩对于字好像大象啊或者是白菜啊萝卜这些字一点兴趣都没有。
Researchers have made brain scans of newborns who were 2 to 3 days old. And they found that their brain activity increased when they heard repeating syllables.
那么有研究人员做出了对那个2天到3天的那个新生婴孩做了一个扫描，他们发觉到当婴孩听到重复的音的时候，他们的脑部的那个活动就会有增加。
It may not be an accident, and much to the delight of parents, that a newborn or a baby's first words are papa or mama.
所以对父母非常喜悦听到的字语比如说爸爸妈妈显然并不是一个偶然或者是一个意外。
And so I asked my wife, I said, what were the first words of our children? Because I had forgotten.
所以我就问我的太太我三个孩子他们所说的第一个字是什么因为我忘了。
For our two oldest children, their first word was ba, a multi-purpose word that could mean book or bird or ball.
那么我就问了我的太太我的 老大和老二呢他们第一个字就是爸那么这个音呢就有很多的意义可能是讲是可能是小鸟或者是球或者是书
Mayan couldn't remember what Alice's first word was
那么对我第三个孩子的第一句话第一个字呢我的太太就不记得了
Maybe that means thatthat by the third child as a parent just you realize first words aren't that important
可能当你有了第三个孩子的时候你就觉得孩子的第一句话其实是没什么意思的所以就不去记了
Here are some of the first words of some famous people
以下就记录了一些著名的人士的第一个字
George Orwell the well-known English authorHe didn't speak until he was 18 months old, but one day when he was lying sick in bed, he distinctly said, beastly.
那么那么一个非常著名的英国作者他到18个月大的时候还没有说话但是到了18个月大他生病了他躺在床上那么他就非常清楚地说了一个字就是该死的这句话。
The artist,Pablo Picasso. He could draw before he could talk. And when he finally did say something, it was to ask for peace, which is the Spanish word for pencil.
那么艺术家毕加索他是先会画画然后才说话的。那是但是当他终于说话了他所要求的第一个字就是 peace。那么在西班牙语呢就是圈里的意思。
Julie Andrews.She played the character of Maria in the movie, The Sound of Music. And she said, home, as her parents pulled up in front of their house one day.
那么电影里非常著名的那个电影就是千叶处处飘或者是真善美的女主角 Julia Andrews 呢她第一个字就是家。当他们有一天回到家的时候她就所出的这个字。
Steven Spielberg.The movie director. Apparently he was a curious little child because the first word he said was, why?
那么非常著名的电影导演 Steven Spielberg 呢他显然是一个非常好奇心的小孩因为他第一个字就是 why, 为什么
Perhaps you're wondering why I'm spending so much time on a baby's first words when this is the fourth Sunday of Advent after all.
那么你或许已经在猜想 为什么Pastor Allen 呢他会花这样子的时间来去讨论婴孩第一句话，因为毕竟今天是基督降临的第四个主日。
Because we're going to be celebrating the birthday of Jesus the Messiah.
因为再过几天我们就要庆祝耶稣的生日，我们的弥赛亚的生日。
Do you want to know what baby Jesus' first word was?
你是否想知道婴孩耶稣他的第一句话是什么呢？
Do you know that a biblical author actually recorded the first words of Jesus?
你知不知道就是有一位圣经上的作者呢，他其实 有记录到这个耶稣的第一句话。
You'll find it in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. And apparently Jesus was quite the little theologian.
那么你可以在希伯来书第十章十节可以找到这一句话。显然耶稣是一个很小的小神学家。
The author of Hebrews says that when Jesus came into the world, this is what he said. He said, you did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings, but you have given me a body to offer. You are not pleased with burnt offerings or other offerings for sin.
那么希伯来书的作者写道，基督到世上来的时候说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾经给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
Then Jesus finished speaking his first words. He said, look, I have come to do your will, O God, as is written about me in the scriptures.
然后最末的时候他说，神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Amazing! As soon as he came into the world, Jesus' first words were a theological treatise.
很奇妙是吧？当耶稣来到世上，他说的第一句话竟然是一篇神学的论文。
Of course, I'm not speaking literally. Jesus probably said ba or da like any normal baby.
当然我说的是不是确实的。耶稣他的第一句话可能像一般的婴孩一样，也是从ba要开始的。
Let's run with the author of Hebrews for a little bit though this morning, because this very short passage helps us think appropriately about the meaning of Christmas.
现在我们就用这个希伯来书的作者的这一篇文章短短的经文，我们来恰当的来去思考有关于圣诞节的意义。
Well, Christmas is the most important holiday in the Western world.
在西方的国家里，圣诞节是一个最重要的节期。
And for many businesses, December 25 is actually the only day of the year that they will close for business.
那么对于西方做生意的12月25日可能是一年中唯一的一天是关门不做生意的。
Christmas is a holiday and it's characterized by frenetic shopping, by profligate spending, by partying.
那么圣诞节目是一个假期，它的特点就是疯狂的购物挥霍，然后轻轻松松的玩乐去参加派对。
And Christmas songs, they run the gamut of describing Santa Claus and snowmen, reindeer with shiny noses, and freshly fallen snow, mistletoe, presents and loved ones.
所有圣诞节的歌曲都会有形容圣诞老人雪人不然就是有着闪亮粒子的驯鹿，还有下雪纷纷的下雪，然后圣诞的装饰，然后礼物和亲人都有这些在歌曲里面。
And we have turned the birthday of Jesus into this candy sweet fantasy.
那么我们就把耶稣的生日改变成一个好像糖果般甜蜜的幻想。
And we emphasize these very peaceful scenes with Mary cradling her newborn. Joseph, he's lovingly peering over her shoulder. The stars are twinkling in the sky above Bethlehem.
所以我们所想象的画面是和祥的画面，玛利亚在摇篮里摇着她的婴孩，然后月色很宠爱的看着他们，然后牛也在非常的满足，那么羊也在睡着，然后伯利恒的天空都闪亮着那个星光，一切是那么的平安祥和和美丽。
And the cows are contented, the sheep are dozing, and everything is serene, relaxed and calm.
Yeah, 牛羊都是那么的满足, 然后一切都是那么的宁静, 那么的平安, 那么的美好。
And then bang, Jesus speaks, and he jolts us out of our reverie.
然后忽然间耶稣说话了, 他就把摇动了我们的幻想。
And Jesus, he speaks of bloody animal sacrifices and that he himself in his body will be the sacrifice.
然后耶稣说了,说到血淋淋的动物的燔祭, 然后也说到了他以他的身体来当作祭物。
He talks about sin.
他说到罪。
And he says, I have come to do your will, O God, and we know what that means. It means a bloody, horrific, painful death on a cross.
然后他说道,神啊,我来是为了照你的旨意行。这一切我们都知道他的意思是什么。意思就是说,那是非常可怕,痛苦,然后钉死在十字架上的死亡。
And suddenly all those picture-perfect Christmas scenes of gently falling snow and twinkling lights, they fly out the window and we are confronted with the very real meaning of Christmas.
忽然之间这么美好漂亮的一个圣诞节的那个画面，比如说纷纷下雪了，闪亮的灯，闪亮的星光，这一切都破灭了，然后我们是那么的真实的来面对圣诞节的真正的意思。
Christmas is not about giving presents to each other.
圣诞节并不是交换礼物。
Christmas is not about feeling good about ourselves.
圣诞节并不是说你们的自我的意识很良好。
Christmas is not warm and fuzzy.
圣诞节并不是那么的温和，那么的温柔，或者是那么的温和的。
Christmas is deadly earnest.
圣诞节是那么的认真，是那么活生生的。
It's about sacrifice.
是有关于祭物的。
The bloody body of Jesus crucified to atone for our sins so that we might be made holy.
是血淋淋的耶稣的基督挂在十字架上，是为了我们的罪赎罪祭。
Let me read again Jesus' first words from Hebrews 10:10. For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ once for all time.
那么我再读一次希伯来书十章十节这样子写道，我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
Why was Jesus born?
为什么耶稣要诞生？
It was for the purpose of doing God's will.
那就是为了要遵照神的旨意行。
Jesus was born so that he might be obedient and do God's will and offer the final and perfect sacrifice for our sins.
耶稣的诞生就是为了要顺服，然后做神的旨意。他最终就是要献上自己的身体，成为最完美的祭物。
And by that once for all offering in his body, Jesus inaugurated the new covenant that reconciles a sinful humanity and makes us whole.
他为了我们的罪，只一次的献上他的身体，就开始了，就完成了这个心愿，然后就让这个有罪恶的世界的人们，然后和神再一次的和好。This
is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意义。
Yes, the birth of Jesus is good news, but it is good news set in a context of violence and darkness and anguish.
是的，耶稣的诞生是一个好消息，但这个好消息的背景却是充满了黑暗，充满了暴力，还有痛苦。
In Hebrews 10:10, the writer speaks of Jesus Christ.
那么在希伯来书十章十节，他的作者呢就讲到了基督。
That word Christ is simply the Greek translation of the Hebrew word for Messiah.
那么基督在希腊文来文，它翻译希伯来文的意思就是弥赛亚。
Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one who was promised to King David over 1,000 years before.
然后耶稣就是那一位被应许的那一位，3000多年前神应许了大卫王的那一位弥赛亚。
And as this promised one, the ancient Israelites came to anticipate this one who was anointed by God's Spirit and who would function as a king and a priest in Israel.
那么对于这位应许的那一位古代的以色列人民所期待的，就是一位被神圣灵所高立的，成为以色列王的王以及祭司。
The Messiah would have special power.
这个弥赛亚，这位弥赛亚呢，有特别大的能力。
He would deliver God's people from subjugation.
他会带领他们脱离这个统治者。
And the Messiah would rule as king.
释放他们，然后这位统治者将会来统治他们。
Listen to what Micah said of the Messiah in Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5.
我们来看看米迦书5章25节。 对，这个弥赛亚是米迦是怎么说的？
But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origins are from the distant past, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be highly honored around the world, and he will be the source of peace.
米迦书第5章2到5节这样子写道：伯利恒以法他啊，你在犹大诸城中微小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。 他的根源从根骨，从太初就有，他必起来，依靠耶和华的大能，必耶和华他神之名的威严，牧养他的羊群，他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极，这位必做我们的平安。Such
a beautiful passage.
这是一篇多么美的文章。
People living undisturbed and in peace.
人们安然居住，有平安。
And our thoughts immediately go to that peaceful scene of Mary and Joseph cradling baby Jesus with the stars twinkling in the sky over Bethlehem.
然后我的思绪就立刻联想到了那个平安，圣诞节平安的那一幕，玛利亚。 耶稣和月色，以及伯利恒的夜晚，晴朗的夜晚，那个星光在闪烁，是多么的祥和美丽。
And we hear that beautiful prophecy of Micah, but do we ever stop to consider the context in which Micah said those words?
我们听到米迦先知美丽的预言，但是我们有没有停下来去思考？ 当时米迦所说预言的时候，他的背景是怎么样的一个背景？
We have to go back just a few verses to chapter 4, verse 9.
我们要回到前一章，就是米迦书的前一章。
And this is the context in which Micah spoke that beautiful prophecy.
米迦书第4章9节，就是当时的情况，当他预言这个美丽的预言时的情况。
And Micah says, but why are you now screaming in terror? Pain has gripped you like a woman in childbirth. Writhe and groan like a woman in labor, you people of Jerusalem. For you must now leave this city to live in the open country. You will soon be sent in exile to distant Babylon.
米迦书第4章9节这样子写道，现在你为何大声哭嚎呢？ 疼痛抓住你，仿佛缠难的妇女，锡安的灵啊，你要疼痛起劳，仿佛缠难产的妇人，因为你必从城里出来，住在田野，到巴比伦去。That's
the context.
那就是当时的背景。Screaming
in terror.
那是非常恐怖的哀哭，大声的哭嚎。Writhing
and groaning.
精神上和身体上那种无尽的痛苦。
Conquered conquered by a foreign military power.
被外邦人统治,
carried off into exile.
然后被掳,然后被逐出他们的家园。
And it's in that context that Micah spoke of the coming Messiah and the fulfillment of God's promises.
就是在当时的情况,米迦先知预言了以赛亚的将来的到来,然后实现神的应许。
Micah was likely the compatriot of King Hezekiah, one of the kings of Judah.
米迦应该是和犹大王西西家王同一国的人。
And during Hezekiah's reign, the Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem in 701 BC.
当西西家王做犹太王的时候，主前701年，当时的亚述的军队是包围着整个耶路撒冷。
And the Assyrians, they threatened to overwhelm the people of Judah.
那么这些亚述的人呢，就开始要威胁，要粉碎犹大的人民。
The Assyrians, they were a cruel and bloodthirsty people.
亚述人是非常的残忍，是嗜血、非常的血腥的一群民众。
Historical inscriptions, sculptures, works of art, they bear this out.
那么历史留下来的古迹，比如说设备啊、雕刻品、艺术品等，都能显出这一点。
The Assyrians were fond of cutting off the hands and feet of the people that they conquered.
他们对于所统治的人呢，就是说被抓的那些敌人呢，他喜欢把他们的手脚砍下来。
The Assyrians, they loved to skin their victims alive and then hang the skins on the city walls.
被征服的人呢，他们很喜欢活生生的把他们的皮肤扒下来，然后把那个皮挂在城墙上。
They delighted in impaling their victims on a pole.
他很喜欢呢，就把那些抓来的人呢，把他挂在柱子上，然后刺穿他们的身体。
And then they would stick the decapitated heads of their victims on a long pole, 8 or 9 heads to a pole.
然后他会把那些被抓的人的头砍下来，然后七八九个头呢，就串在一个柱子上成一串。
They cut off the noses, the tongues, and the ears of their victims.
他会把那些受害人的鼻子啊，那个耳朵，还有他的舌头都会砍下来。
The Assyrians were a grisly and a ghoulish people.
亚述人呢，是非常变态，也是非常可怕，非常的恐怖。
And these were the people who had surrounded Jerusalem, and they were ready to crush that city.
就是这些人把耶路撒冷包围起来，随时都可以粉碎这个城市。
No wonder the people are screaming in terror.
所以你可以想象得到，当地的人是多么的恐慌，恐慌的大声吼。
No wonder they're writhing and groaning.
所以我们不怪得他们会那么的痛苦的呻吟。And
to top it off, Micah actually confirms their worst fears.
然后痛上加痛，米迦先知呢更加肯定了他们最大的恐惧。They
will soon leave the city because they will be conquered.
因为不久的将来，他们将会离开这个城市，因为他们会被征服。
They will soon live in the open country because they will be led away as captives.
因为他们将会住在田野，他们将会被掳，然后被放逐，离开他们的家园。
And they will soon be sent into exile to Babylon.
然后他们将被放逐到遥远的巴比伦。
That is the context of our beautiful prophecy of the coming Messiah, the one who will rescue and deliver God's people and rule as king forever.
那个就是我们这篇非常漂亮的预言，当时的背景是那么的，就是不久的将来，这些人民将会被放逐，然后有非常的痛苦。
Except for Micah, Hezekiah, and the people, the Messiah is not coming now.
这一位将来拯救要释放神的子民，并且要永远做王的王，只不过是现在他还没到来，拯救他们的子民脱离这个困境。God
is not going to rescue the people from this predicament.
因为神暂时不能够，暂时不救他们脱离这个困境。
From Micah chapter 4, verse 9, through chapter 5, verse 4, there's a series of three parallel paragraphs, each introduced with the Hebrew word for now.
从麦加书第四章9节到5章第4节，有一系列的三段经文。 它的起头在希伯来文的起头是以现在这个字来起头的。
And each paragraph includes a description of the approaching disaster that the nation faces in the near future.
每一段的经文都有写到，就是在很快的将来，这一个国家将要面临的大灾难。
Each paragraph includes a promised deliverance by God.
在每一段的经文也包括了神对他子民救赎的应许都有。
And each paragraph promises the eventual establishment of the messianic kingdom.
而每一段的经文它也有一个就是最终的应许。 它将会成立一个被拯救的人民的子民的国度。
Three wonderful promises of rescue.
三个非常美丽的、美好的应许，拯救的应许。
Three wonderful descriptions of God's promised Messiah and His reign.
有三个非常美妙的应许，就是神应许了他们一位弥赛亚。
But first, there must be violence. And terror, hardship, and suffering.
但在这之前必须有暴虐、有恐慌、有艰难和痛苦。
Don't lose hope, for God's promised Messiah is coming.
你们不要失去盼望，因为神所应许的Messiah一定会到来。
And He will stand to lead God's people with the Lord's strength in the majesty of the name of the Lord His God.
他必起来依靠耶和华的大能，并耶和华神之名的威严带领他的子民。Don't
lose hope, because one day God's people will live undisturbed, and they will be highly honored around the world.
不要失去盼望，因为神的子民有一天必安然居住，并接受万族的尊敬。And
then Micah adds the word that we associate with Christmas. He says, and the Messiah will be the source of peace.
然后米迦先知就加入了这一句，和圣诞节有关联的这一句，就是弥赛亚将是平安的起源。Yes,
Christmas is about peace, but it is a message of peace in the midst of violence and anguish.
是的，圣诞节是有关于平安的，但这平安的信息是在暴力、痛苦的当中。And
the Messiah himself would face the hostility of those who had set themselves in rebellion against God.
弥赛亚自己本身呢，也是面对着不信神的人的敌对。The
Messiah himself would have to suffer and die on a cross.
弥赛亚他自己本身呢，也将会遭受痛苦，并且死在十字架上。
And it was only in that way that we could come to know the peace of God which passes all human understanding. And still, we wait for peace.
虽然如此，我们今天还是在等待平安。Daily,
we listen to news of violence.
我们每一天都听到有暴力的新闻。
Daily, we hear the anguished cries of those who are suffering.
每一天我们都听到那些受伤者痛苦的哭嚎。Has
anything really changed since Micah spoke his word of promise?
自从米迦带来这个盼望的消息之后，情况有没有改变呢？
Because we still live in a world of darkness.
因为在今天我们还是一样生活在一个充满黑暗的世界。
And Jesus, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, He has come. And we celebrate His coming at Christmas, but our world is still gripped by fear.
耶稣弥赛亚和平之君他已经来了。圣诞节我们就是要来庆祝他的到来。但是这个世界现在还是被恐惧紧紧地抓住。
And we mourn over the victims of terrorism.
对于那些被恐怖主义者受害的人，我们哀悼。
Warfare seems never ending.
战争似乎从来没有停止过。
And then there's the economy.
然后就是经济萧条。
Many people have lost their jobs and their income this year.
很多人在今年失去了工作，也没有了收入。
Some have received bad news of cancer.
有些人收到坏消息，有得了癌症。
Loved ones have died.
然后亲人逝去而死了。How
then can we celebrate Christmas?
那我们该如何？我们怎么能够来庆祝圣诞节呢？
I gave my sermon this morning the title "Blue Christmas."
今天我给我的讲道的题目，我标题是“蓝色的圣诞节”。And
I gave it that title in recognition of the fact that life is not always joyful or peaceful for many people. Life includes suffering, perhaps for many of you here this morning.
我起这个标题，我是要承认，对于许多人来说，圣诞节并不是平安，也并不是喜乐的，也有很多的痛苦的在当中，或许这包括我在我们的当中。Blue
Christmas is a recognition that Christmas can be a time for sadness.
我给起名是蓝色的圣诞节，是因为我承认，我们的圣诞节可以是一个悲伤的时刻。
Christmas can be a time of grief for those who have experienced loss.
圣诞节可以是蓝色的，对于一些痛苦失去的人，圣诞节是可以痛苦悲伤的。But
right in the middle of that pain and that grief and that loss, the prophet Micah preaches a message of hope and bright promise.
就在这痛苦、悲伤、失去的当中，先知麦迦他宣讲的这个盼望，带来了光明、明亮、应许的盼望信息。Sometimes
I hear well-intentioned people say this. They say, "Leave your worries, your cares, and your burdens behind, and enter into the church to receive God's grace and blessing."
有时候我听到一些善意的人，他有这样子说过：“你把你的忧虑、担心和重担都放下，不管了，然后来到教会，然后接受神的平安和恩惠。”But
that is not the message of Christmas.
但是圣诞节的信息并不是这样的。
We do not leave our worries and our burdens and our anxieties behind.
我们不要丢下忧虑、担心和重担，我们不要放下。
The message of Advent and of Christmas is that the Messiah was born into a world of darkness and violence.
那么，在这耶稣降临和圣诞节的信息是，弥赛亚耶稣是出生在一个充满暴力、黑暗的世界。
And through his obedience, the Messiah, in his body on the cross, took upon himself suffering and death.
因着他的顺服，弥赛亚，他的身体挂在十字架上，承受了苦难和死亡。
And that is how Jesus inaugurated a new covenant between God and his people.
因这样，他成就了神和神子民的新约。
A new covenant of reconciliation.
一个和好的新约。
A new covenant whereby we can be made holy.
一个能让我们成为圣洁的新约。
And that new covenant was made possible because God became incarnate in Jesus and entered into our world of darkness.
这个新约能够成立，是因为耶稣他道成肉身，他进入了我们这个黑暗的世界。
Do you remember Jesus' other name?
你记得耶稣有另外一个名字吗?
It is Emmanuel.
就是以马内利。
Which means God is with us.
意思就是神与我们同在。
In our darkness, in our world of violence, in the midst of our grief and our pain, God is with us.
在这个充满暴力、黑暗的世界。 在我们的哀伤、痛苦的当中，神与我们同在。
God, who is our peace, is with us.
神，他是我们的平安。 他与我们同在。
We still wait for our Messiah to return.
我们还在等待弥赛亚的再来。
Jesus said he would come again, and 2,000 years later, we are still waiting.
耶稣说他会再来，在两千多年以前，他说他会再来。
But we wait with hope.
但是我们在等待，我们是有盼望的，在等候。
And we know that darkness and death will not have the last word.
我们知道黑暗和死亡并没有最终的权势。
The final word belongs to God.
最终的发言权是属于神的。
And He has promised that that final word will be peace.
而他所应许的最终的那句话就是他会带来平安。
Today we live in the very sinful world, the very real world.Wars and of trouble, but our hope is not destroyed by our present circumstances.
今天我们是真实的、活生生的生活在这个黑暗的世界中，充满战争和问题。但我们的盼望不要因为目前的情况而毁灭。
God has been true to His promises.
神对于他所应许的是真实的。
God will remain faithful to His promises.
神对于他所应许的，他会保持信实。
And while we wait, we do so knowing that God is with us.
所以当我们在等候的时候，我们知道神是与我们同在的。
That is what we celebrate at Christmas.
这就是我们所需要庆祝的圣诞节。
That is the message we need.
这就是我们所需要的信息。
Our world is dark, but the surpassing, shining brightness of God's light in Jesus the Messiah is a hope to which we can cling.
我们的世界是黑暗的，但在弥赛亚耶稣里，神超越黑暗的明亮，明光照亮，是我们能够坚守、永远抓着不放的盼望。
And so we continue to pray with ever increasing urgency.Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
所以我们更加恳切地继续地祷告，主耶稣，愿你快来。